Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for tuning into my channel. This is about the plane crash in Russia today in the Russian Far East. An Angora Airlines passenger plane crashed in the Amur region, which is close to the Chinese frontier. So 48 people were aboard and all have been declared dead. So there's an Antonov AN-24 plane, as in it says Russian manufacturer. So there was the pilot, co-pilot, the air hostesses, and 42 passengers flying from Lagoveshchensk, which is on that Amur River, which forms the border with the People's Republic of China, and going to Tinda. So yeah, it crashed into some forest on a hillside. So very, very sad that all those people died. And the rescuers got there, and they were all died. They all died at the scene before the rescuers could arrive. This boggy area, difficult to get to. Some of those on board were children. Now, this is a minor airline. I never even heard of it until today. Now, the plane was fairly old; it was half a century old. I'm not sure was it in good airworthy condition. Is this anything of the sanctions? I don't know, because the Russian aviation industry is in a very bad way since the war began. Because they're not allowed to fly over the sanctioning countries, which are over 40 of them, European Union countries, every non-EU NATO country except Turkey, Japan, South Korea, Australia, New Zealand, quite a few others. So they lost a lot of the lucrative routes, and when they can fly to places like Cuba, it's very difficult because how do they not fly over sanctioning airspace, long routes round? And obviously they lost fees that people were paying to fly over Russian airspace, likewise Belarus. Now, likewise, you want to fly from somewhere like London to Bangkok, it's going to add an hour to the journey because they go a longer way around to avoid Russian airspace. But a lot of their planes were Boeing or Airbus manufactured. They need spare parts from the United States or European countries. They needed maintenance done there. It's not happening. I mean, they've stolen the planes. Some of the planes that they owned in Western countries were just grounded. The crews were allowed home. But this plane, if they can't get spare parts, they're not airworthy. They've been able to cannibalize their fleet. They're flying to fewer destinations, which is why it's kept some of these planes going. Particularly Aeroflot has the more modern Western planes. But even the Russian manufactured planes, they sometimes rely on components which were bought from sanctioning countries. Now they can't buy them. So what they were doing is they were buying them from third countries, from Kazakhstan, Georgia, or wherever, which was in turn ordering them from Germany and the United States or wherever it was. And that was even true, as I say, of some Russian manufactured ones. This one, I think that's a bit less likely. Now, they've had several crashes since the Ukrainian war began. So far as I know, no fatalities. I mean, so maybe I'm wrong with one or two, but to have a plane go down and everybody on board die, that's the first time. Now, that's not necessarily because of the war, because I mean, okay, in the 90s, Aeroflot was known as Aeroflop. Because they had so many crashes and their safety record was abysmal. But it did get much better. They were able to join, I think, the Sky Team, one of those code share alliances. But this minor one, I mean, that's less likely than they had any code share with anybody else. They might not have been reliant on Western components. And I thought their aviation was going to industry was going to do rather worse because they're missing out on the lucrative routes. And when they could fly, they'd fly a long way around. And they've been cutting corners with safety. They've been faking the paperwork, falsifying things, proclaiming things as airworthy when they're not. And I thought it was just a matter of time before planes fell out of the sky. This might be due to sanctions. Maybe it's not. Obviously, it's too early to say. It's less likely than if a Boeing or an Airbus crashed. And obviously, I don't want this to happen. Obviously, I regret these deaths. And the sanctions, well, the sanctioning governments are not responsible for crashes, even if a plane crashes because it didn't have a spare part that they couldn't buy from elsewhere. Because then, first of all, don't start the war. And if you are sanctioned, if the plane's not airworthy, don't fly. Don't certify it as worthy to fly when it's not, when it's unsafe. So that's it. I'm sorry to say it's probably not the last of these things. All Russia would need to do was end its legal war of unprovoked aggression, withdraw to its own legal borders, leave the Ukraine, and then sanctions will be lifted. And then they could buy all the spare parts they want for their planes. Anyway, it's a pity. So a lot of people, so far as I know, people never did anything wrong in their lives, are dead now. It might have been avoidable. And okay, I'm putting two and two together and possibly making five. So I have to be cautious before drawing conclusions. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then at PayPal, georgecarlin79@gmail.com, and do what you can to work for peace.